as part of the WILO and leading with 2020 Vision with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. We say good morning to Karen Gregerson with the Farmers Bank. Hi, Karen.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Doing good this morning.
If everything works, we're going to be doing great.
Yeah, so. Our internet's bad. We're doing good, though.
Yeah. That happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are things going with you guys down at the bank?
Really good. If people are coming into the bank, they'll notice a sea of pink. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and unfortunately we've had several of our staff members be affected by this horrible disease. And show of support, we're all wearing pink. So that'll be every Friday in the month of October. So it's a sea of pink.
Okay. You went back to your regular hours, didn't you?
We did. We looked at the data. We looked at the usage of the like the 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. hours. Then we looked at the later, and we just weren't having the usage to justify keeping people here for it. So things have seemed to kind of settle down, and we thought it was the right time to go back to one sense of normalcy, one very small sense of normalcy.
Do people seem very happy with that move?
Yeah, I think it's, we're seeing people use other alternatives besides the lobby and the drive-up, too. And so we're getting expanded use at the ATM and online banking. So they realize that they really can bank 24/7. It's just you have to do it a little differently.
Okay. Did your shred day go okay last Saturday?
It went phenomenal. The community really appreciated it. I've already gotten several real positive comments. The community really appreciated being able to get out, and we had to do things a little differently, make sure that everybody stayed safe. We had everybody stay in the car, and at one time it was a little backed up, but then after that it just got just a nice steady flow of people getting rid of their personally identifiable information and put it in the shred truck, get shredded on site.
And for people who don't know what that is or know what exactly it does, it's a great way to get rid of a lot of paper that you don't need anymore.
Exactly. And it's shredded on site, so it's not like it goes store somewhere and then later hopefully gets shredded. We have the actual truck on site that's shredding your documents. And you don't have to be a customer of the Farmers Bank. We'd love for you to be, but it's just a community service that we're doing.
So and you have one tomorrow, I think, in Noblesville, but then after that, those are now done then for a while, correct?
Then we're done until spring.
Okay.
We don't have any other things that interfere with that schedule like we did this past year.
Okay. Anything else exciting coming up in the rest of the year that you want to talk about?
Well, I've had enough excitement.
I think we all have.
Yeah, we're thinking about things like what things are normal Christmas traditions. What do we do about that? And we're just going to do a wait and see for now. So, no more excitement for me and for the bank right now.
Well, that takes all the fun out of things, though.
there can be too much fun.
I know. That's the bad part about it. So,
yeah.
This is just kind of, I'll ask you on your thoughts on this. With the governor thinking about going back to stage 5, I think the mask mandate ends next Saturday, I believe. I think it's the 17th. Are we ready in your mind to have that happen and take care of things and not go away all the way back to square one?
From what I'm seeing, we're still seeing an escalation in the number of positive tests.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a hard time believing he's going to go over to stage 5 and I don't know what all is included in stage 5, but I don't see us going back to not wearing masks, not having to do a lot of the COVID protocols that have kept most of us safe. Not everybody, of course. So I would be surprised if that happens. But we are following the governor's ways and adjusting accordingly based on what makes sense for our employees and our customers.
I know last weekend, all 3 days were Friday, Saturday, Sunday were way up number wise statewide. And I noticed yesterday they were back up way up again yesterday. So I'm a little concerned about it. I hope this can work, but I'm not going to hold my breath too much on it.
Right. I hope people continue to, in my mind, you don't risk a lot for a little.
Mm-hmm.
Me wearing a mask is a little thing, to protect myself and to protect others. And I'm willing to do that if it's going to keep the world safer.
Okay. Anything else we need to add or bring up before we let you go?
No, I'll just mention that interest rates are really low. If you haven't looked at your mortgage in a while, you might want to call the bank and see if it makes sense for you to refinance your mortgage if you still got several years yet to go on it.
Okay.
Rates have been hit some all-time lows, so
all right,
something to think about.
Okay, we can do that.
All right.
Karen,
all right,
thanks much for the time. Greatly appreciate you. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You as well.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Karen Gregerson with the Farmers Bank as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading.